Well, my friends, last week, the Department of Education, Department of Justice's Title IX Special Investigations Team initiated an investigation into Washington's Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction, that means Chris Reykdal, for potential violations of FERPA, PPRA, and Title IX. Now, we know this goes back to the La Center School District, where they ordered them to change their policies so that they would have to hide how a student identifies from the parents and other things from the parents or risk their state funding. Well, it looks like now the cavalry is riding to the rescue in the form of the Trump administration. Joining us now on the KVI studio line to discuss is Julie Hartman from the U.S. Department of Education. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Ari, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your attention to this issue.
Such a pleasure. We've been asking for the Trump administration to come and help us out here in Washington. As a conservative, that's really hurting me, because asking for federal intervention goes against everything I stand for. But when one party controls the entire state, we're kind of screwed out here. So tell us what this case is really about.
So as you said, the Department of Education teamed up with the Department of Justice to form a Title IX Special Investigations Team. And we launched this investigation into the Washington State Superintendent's Office, which, as you know, oversees education in the entire state, because multiple Washington school districts have reported that this state superintendent is requiring school boards to adopt policies that would allow males to compete in female sports and occupy female intimate facilities. And that obviously raises Title IX concerns. But the other component here, Ari, concerns parental rights. And you indicated that this is hugely important. There was that battle, as I'm sure that many of your listeners are aware, between the state superintendent and La Center. And earlier this year, the state superintendent ordered La Center, and I'm reading right here from the letter, to, quote, not proactively share information about any student's gender identity without the student's consent. And so FERPA, which is the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, is a parental rights law which gives parents the right to inspect their child's school records. So the concern here is that by mandating that this school district may not share information about the student's gender identity, that information would not end up in the child's school records, and thus the parents would not be able to see them if they request to inspect it. And the bottom line here is that children do not belong to the government. Children belong to parents. And Secretary McMahon has been incredibly committed to protecting parental rights. She sent a letter actually to state superintendents reiterating their obligations under FERPA and PPRA. And she said that many schools have turned this concept of privacy on its head by prioritizing the privileges of government officials over the rights of parents. So that's, again, what we're investigating, and that investigation is ongoing.
I say all the time on the show, it's ridiculous to me that as a parent, I have to get my child's permission so that I can send their medical records to camp or to school or anything else after they're over the age of 13. It's insane. The fight that Chris Reykdal and the superintendent's office and the attorney general and everybody else is trying to have on the left is this is about protecting trans kids. Well, there's already protections in place. Meanwhile, what they're doing is removing parental rights. And I think if we keep it about parental rights, that's how you win the argument, because every parent says, I want to know what's going on with my kid at school.
Totally. And, you know, these ideas significantly impact a child's mental health. And these decisions and these conversations really do belong at home. Parents should be the ones who are in charge of, again, this very important information pertaining to their child's well-being, not school personnel. And also, I want to call to your listeners' attention, there was this meeting in March that was hosted here at the Department of Education. Secretary McMahon welcomed several young detransitioners to her office. These are individuals who sought out surgeries and puberty blockers, et cetera, in order to facilitate a so-called gender transition. And I was there at the meeting, Ari, and they spoke so candidly to the secretary about the experiences that they underwent. And so many of them said that this was inculcated into them at their schools. They talked about teachers and school counselors who were pushing this agenda onto these students, oftentimes leaving those parents in the dark. So the bottom line here is that parents need to have the right to access this very important information. And you mentioned medical records. You know, there are a lot of places all around the country, a lot of states, which require parental permission for schools to administer Advil. So you need parental permission to administer Advil, but then at the same time, parents may not be notified if their child is changing their gender.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially because there are clinics on campuses now, especially in Seattle public schools, where God knows what they're even doing to your kids. We're talking with Julie Hartman from the U.S. Department of Education about their investigation into Chris Rakedal's office and potential violations of Title IX and other acts of U.S. law. Now, I find it entertaining that the guy, Chris Rakedal, who threatened funding of different school districts if they didn't conform with COVID and is now threatening funding over this if they don't conform with this nonsense, is now, woe is me, the feds might take away my money, Donald Trump might take away my money. Don't you find that entertaining as well?
Well, the responsibility here really is on this superintendent. And I also want to highlight for you and your listeners that this started back in 2022 when the superintendent of La Center issued this guidance to school personnel about pronouns. And he essentially said that teachers may not actively ask students for their pronouns. If a student wants to be called by a different pronoun, they can broach it with the teacher. And then one of the high school teachers at La Center actually appealed this to the school board, and the school board, Ari, sided with La Center. And then that went all the way up to the superintendent's office. And finally, it's when the superintendent in February of 2025 mandated that La Center not proactively share this information. So we have to understand here that this Washington State superintendent is not only overriding the district superintendent, he is also overriding the school board. And the school board is one of the few forums where parents and members of the community actually have a say in what goes on in those classrooms. So I find that alleged imposition by the state superintendent to be very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining that the people who say they're fighting for democracy are the very ones who are trying to get around it at every possible turn. Julie, before we let you go, just because we have you on the line, this is fortuitous timing, given the announcement that came out very late last night regarding the University of Washington, that now there's going to be an investigation into them by the Department of Education and Health and Human Services about all the funding that goes to the University of Washington in response to the anti-Semitic violence that we saw on campus. The activists from Antifa and the Hamasnicks caused over $1 million that we know about so far, and that's on the low side, to this brand new engineering building. What are you guys looking for in this case?
Well, last night, the task force to combat anti-Semitism, which is comprised of this Department of Education, also the Department of Health and Human Services, and the General Services Administration, they announced a review of these incidents of anti-Semitic violence at the University of Washington. And the secretary, she was just appalled by what happened on May 5th. I mean, the protesters were barricading and occupying that engineering building, as you said, Ari. They were setting property on fire. They were shouting death threats to law enforcement. And Secretary McMahon has been very clear that this is not about free speech. This is about violence and harassment. And this is about protecting students, and especially Jewish students, equal opportunity protections under the law. When Jewish students are afraid to leave their dorms or afraid to go to class for fear of this intimidation and harassment, there is a much greater problem going on. So again, the task force is reviewing this, and this kind of destructive behavior is simply unacceptable.
And I also heard from the University of Washington that the $1 million may be to one lab alone. They don't have a final damage bill for the entire building yet. We don't even know how much damage these guys caused, and the building may be out of commission for the rest of the year. Julie Hartman, please convey my thanks to Secretary McMahon for taking this issue. We appreciate you taking the time to join us and explain all this to our audience, and for you guys having our back at the Department of Education. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
Always such a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.